nestled within a shell so tight. Life begins in morning's light. Warmth and care, time to grow. Hidden secrets start to show. Cracks appear, a bird takes flight. From egg to sky, day and night. Cycle of life, endless and bright. Hey there, egg fans. My name is Robert, and I'm happy to welcome you back to the newest installment of this wonderful carousel ride of a podcast that you know is all about the egg. Unfortunately, this episode will come with some good news and some bad, but don't worry, we'll be getting into it all in no time. So I think the first thing that we should talk about is, yes, my name is Robert. I'm actually Brett's identical twin brother, so that's why we sound so similar, and I will actually be hosting this podcast going forward. So you will hopefully get very used to hearing from me as we move on in this wonderful world of the egg. And I'll admit to you, you folks, whatever Brett says, I know his life hasn't been so easy the past couple months, but mine honestly hasn't been either. I got the news a few weeks ago that Brett was actually found dead in his apartment. And that really came as a shock to me and my whole family, as, we give our well wishes to Brett and to his beautiful Chevrolet, who I've been in great, deep, very deep communication with since Brett's passing. And I would also love to extend my love to Brett's ex-wife's family, and also to his still potentially late wife, Jill, who is still missing. It might be dead. I don't know. He wasn't very clear about that in the podcast, but I'd like to extend my love and prayers to her and, I guess, her family. But I really think most of all, I think I'd like to express my sympathies and my love and my thoughts to you yokes, as Brett would say, yokes, not just folks. The fans of the podcast, the eggheads, as he would say. I would like to tell you, most importantly, that I will be trying my best as we go forward to publish new episodes consistently and hopefully more informative than Brett used to do. I know he used to like to kind of ramble on about the shit show of his life, but going forward, I would really like to kind of try and keep this more of an egg podcast and not just an update on what's the new hell of my life that I'm going through. And now I know what you're thinking. Who the heck even is this Robert guy? What the heck does he have to bring to the table? Well, I've got great news for you egg fans out there. I have got so many ideas cooking. We're going to start out with a whole slew of family-friendly content all about eggs, and I'll admit, we're going to build off of what Brett had originally come up with before his untimely passing. But I'll tell you what, I've got so many more ideas for where we want to take this podcast and all the fun egg formation I'm going to spread to you, into your ears and into your minds. And I can't wait to have you here with me. And before we continue here, I do really want to acknowledge my appreciation towards Chevrolet Redman. She and Brett did get married just before his death, which I think is great for them. So I guess by proxy, she does also bear my last name already. So I do want to make a note that I thank her for reaching out. She found my personal email and was able to provide me login information to the All About the Egg podcast at gmail.com email, which you can still email if you'd like. And I got to say, when I logged in, there were hundreds of emails. Brett, where are you? Where have you been? Where's the new egg episode? I need to know about the nutritional benefits of the egg. Well, folks, I got bad news. Brett's dead, But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take over this podcast and we're going to come back better than ever. I think the amount of streams on this podcast were pathetic. But I got to say, I think with this new spirit and this new drive that I'm going to bring to this podcast, we're going to bring this out of the dirt, out of the grave, so to speak, and we're going to come out on top. We're going to be top dog. We're going to be the golden goose egg in what is the farming podcast industry. Now, I should say, nothing but love to Brett, nothing but respect for what he's built here, for how many millions of listeners we have throughout the short, what is this, episode 5. You have to respect how much honor he's built in this podcast, but I think we're really going to take it to the next level with me, Robert, in the captain's chair. And now I think it's more than appropriate, as the final send-off, I was able to track down these files in the emails to Chevrolet. I did not get her sign-off on this, but I think I will include this in the episode. This is Brett's final interview on this podcast. The final time you will hear Brett on this beautiful podcast that he has created. Absolutely wonderful podcast. And I only feel that it's right to include this. And so I guess here we go. Without further ado, this is Brett's final interview in the podcast. And I got to say, real quick, it gives me goosebumps to hear this interview, just knowing that he is a dead as a doornail. But I thank you, and if Brett were here, I know he would thank you for continuing your support on the podcast. And I'll tell you what, I will be posting more episodes soon. I do work a full-time job. Funny enough, I actually work at a local egg farm, so I know a lot about eggs, probably more than Brett ever did. But, hopefully, like, after I get done work, I will be able to find the time to post some more episodes, and we'll kind of get the ball rolling with this podcast again. So, without further ado, here is Brett's last interview. May he rest in peace, and I wish him the best. Thank you. Oh, and before I forget, we're here on All About the Egg. Hey there, egg fans. Now, you all know as well as I, it's been quite the tumultuous time in my life recently with going to jail and all, but I owe all of my gratitude to this man who I'm about to interview here on the podcast. I owe everything to him, my freedom, my humanity, and so forth. And I gotta tell you, it is a gracious honor to have him on the podcast. And of course, you all know who this is. I gave you a bit of a teaser in the last episode, but without further ado, I present Mr. President Joe Biden. How are you doing, Joe?
Hi there, Brett. I'm Brett. I'm doing very well, and I'm so excited that you're having me on this podcast, and I can't wait to tell you all about how much I love cottage cheese.
Oh, well, absolutely. The pleasure's all mine. But I do have bad news. This podcast is about eggs, not cottage cheese.
It's a podcast about eggs. I had no idea.
Well, I will say the podcast is called All About the Eggs. But we can talk about cottage cheese if you'd like.
Yes, please. I'd love to talk about cottage cheese. It's one of my top 13 favorite things to eat.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, do you prepare your own cottage cheese in the White House? Or do you let other people prepare that for you?
No, they don't let me handle my own food for safety precautions. I think it's retarded, but I let them do what they want.
Well, I suppose I can't blame him, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be president, but boy, I would love to be. So now let me ask you, what is your favorite meal to pair cottage cheese with? Is it breakfast? Maybe with eggs, perhaps?
Eggs?
Yes, eggs, like with breakfast.
Eggs.
Yes.
I don't like eggs. I also don't like breakfast.
How do you not like
breakfast? I gotta say, you might be one of my favorite grandsons that I've ever had.
Well, I guess thank you, but I'm not one of your grandsons.
What? You gotta speak up. I don't think this phone's hooked up right.
I said I'm not one of your grandsons.
Oh, there we go. I can hear you now. What did you say again?
Well, I was just trying to say we're not related. I'm not your grandson.
What?
I'm not your grandson. We're not even related.
We're not related?
No, we're not related. I'm the guy that you pardoned for murder, and I'm having you on my podcast to interview you about eggs.
Eggs?
Yes, eggs.
I don't like eggs. Why the fuck would you want to interview me about eggs?
Because a member of your team told me that you are a big fan of eggs, you are a big fan of the podcast and listening to it, and I thought it might be nice to repay your pardoning me for murder and have you as a guest on the podcast as a small way of saying thanks.
I don't want to talk about eggs.
So you want to be a guest on the egg podcast, all about the egg, and not even talk about eggs.
No, I don't want to talk about that. Fuck you, and fuck your eggs.
Okay, well, you know what? Fuck your cottage cheese, old man.
You'd better watch your mouth.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm done here. Fuck you, and fuck this retarded podcast. I should have let you rot in prison.
Joe? Joe? Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's the last of Joe Biden. I guess thanks for being here, and hope to talk to you soon. Thank you.